is going on, y'all? And thank you all so very much for joining us here on Expanded Perspectives. That's right. It's me again. It's Cam. And as always, I'm not at it alone. I'm in here with Ned Flanders.
How's it going, everybody? Yes, I'm here in Skellican Studios. And see, I told y'all he would be back in the next episode.
Bro.
He got busy.
Dude, we have been so ridiculously busy. And it's not even busy season, per se.
It feels like the last 12 months, our schedule has really
amped up.
Yeah, man. We've just always got stuff going on. I mean, we're going and filming in a month.
Dude, I like old man schedule. I don't like going and doing all that stuff so much all the time. We're just go, 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 go.
And we got the Glimmer Man book to the editors.
Yes.
So it is. I know we've gotten several messages. People are excited. They want to get the book.
Keep talking. I think I kicked my headphones loose.
And so we've sent it to the editors, and hopefully they don't beat us up too bad. But we're anticipating that it's going to be out hopefully by Halloween. If not, it'll definitely be out for Christmas. But yeah, man, it's very exciting. It's a very new experience.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Speaking of Glimmer Man.
Yeah.
I got a Glimmer Man sighting.
No, you don't.
It says, I had a bizarre experience in the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York.
Didn't we all?
If you're not familiar with the Catskills, they are known for their dense woods, low population, and true immersion in nature. Back in the 1970s, we had the freedom to roam and spent a lot of time outside. I remember it being a gorgeous, sunny day, and the maple leaves were turning bright red, orange, yellow, and some still green. I was with a group of children, and since we hadn't started kindergarten yet, I was around 4 years old. About three or four other kids were playing in the woods. I began to follow the group, but suddenly I felt scared, and I decided to stay behind, closer to the house. About 50 yards away in a more open area, there was this overwhelming fear that came over me, a sensation I can still distinctly remember. I watched my friends play and wanted to join them, but something kept me from going. My older sister was with the other kids, so I kept looking over to her, trying to decide whether to join them or not. Then, while I was watching, I saw the shape of a tall, invisible man that appeared see-through.
Want some candy?
I remember the leaves blowing in the wind, but the leaves around him were blurry, while everything else was in perfect focus. I couldn't understand, you know, what I was looking at, but I confirmed that it looked like the outline of a man with sharp features. He was standing about 5 to 8 feet away from the group, just watching the kids play. I kept looking at the figure for what felt like 5 minutes, or as a child would say, a while. I then started yelling and calling for my sister to come back. She could hear that I was worried, and as I kept shouting, I said, "A man is right next to you." With my legs feeling heavy, I began running closer to the house, and that's when all the other children started running and following me. They kept asking what I saw and replied, "A man, but you can see through him." It was something I couldn't process at the time, and I forgot about it until I watched a documentary where a woman shared her similar experience. The memory suddenly flooded back. I know what I saw, yet I don't usually tell people about it because it sounds unreal. I'm hoping to connect with anyone else who might have experienced something similar that they can feel a bit less alone. Sandra. Wow. Thank you for the Glimmer Man sighting. That's what it sounds like to me.
Guess what, Sandra? There's a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah, there is.
Seen something like that.
And that's, you know, it brings
us back. I thought I saw something like that, but it's just one of those floaters in my eye. They just got right over there and just blurred just right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the rods. I know there's that viral video of a guy like throwing a frisbee to his dog and you see something come by. Have you seen that? They're claiming it's a UFO. You haven't seen that on social media?
No.
It looks like a bug to me, man.
That's all the rods look like bugs to me, but what do I know? Like I said, I got a floater in my eye.
What people don't understand is with camera lenses and the speed at which your frames per second and stuff, like something, a flying bug, can it makes it look like an artifact that's not there. Remember the whole rods thing back in the day?
Yeah, those things were crazy.
What was that guy's name?
Like a mayfly.
The guy that created the Rods documentary. He also had the moon one with all the cities on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember his name. Escamilla. Something Escamilla. I think that dude's from Austin.
We're going to look back into that.
I'm talking like 15 years ago. I was watching that on YouTube. I mean, it's crappy, crappy footage, but you saw
tells
these...
you the rabbit hole that Kyle lives in, y'all.
Oh, man. What
it's
do you
only
think?
Been deeper and more of a crazy spiral.
Oh, if people saw my algorithm, they'd probably lock me up. But it goes from crazy extremes, like I'm watching secret bases on the backside of the moon to the
and
next
then how
minute,
to make candy.
I'm learning how to change the oil on a steel lawnmower, right? There's no consistency.
Right. It's how to make candy now, hard candy.
Anyways, this... another Glimmer Man sighting, and for whatever this thing is, her story is so much like the others. It's like just there observing.
It's just hanging out, watching. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's so like all the other stories, and I'm sure when the book comes out, more people are going to feel like sharing their story. So I'm ready to get flooded.
Oh, it's gonna pop. Yeah,
yeah. I can't wait
even
to see
more than normal.
I can't wait to see the artwork too.
Oh, I'm pumped about that,
especially now with like AI.
It's going to be crazy.
How good at images you can have stuff made.
It's going
to
be crazy.
I should
crazy.
Just send it to Andrew and have Andrew make the book cover for me. Congratulations to Andrew.
Congratulations to Andrew. Yes.
Our buddy Andrew Solides. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Going to have their first. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's not great, Brett. You're talking about being in the woods. This took place in the woods in Arkansas. Get a load of this. My friend told me that her dog's been barking at a specific spot in the woods. So she decided to go for a walk later. And as it got closer to nighttime, she heard a lot of dogs barking, even though that she lives in a very remote area. So she began whistling and calling for the dogs, running toward the sounds because she loves taking care of the strays that get dropped out here. So her dog usually protects her and stands between her and any threats. But this time, he started barking and growling, positioning himself behind her. Well, that's not good.
Right.
She then saw something similar to this drawing that she sent in and she had shared. Now, what this thing looks like is what I'm fixing to describe to you. It is furry with a humanoid bone structure, but wrong. It's entirely black except for its solid white face. She noted that it was hunched over on all fours, but was taller than she was, and bushes obscured it. She believes that if she wasn't imagining it, the creature knew she saw it because it was moving its weird little head, like, I guess, back and forth. Now, she said when she turned to walk away, she heard rustling behind her. She turned back, but the creature was gone. Once she got closer to her house, her cat ran to her and then walked beside her. However, when they reached the yard, the cat bolted away. Says that it might be worth mentioning that something had been attacking her cats on the porch and her dog was barking at the door. Now it goes on to say that I suggested the idea of a Wendigo, but she mentioned it didn't have antlers, which would still explain the phantom barking of the dogs. We also considered the possibility of skinwalkers. What could this creature be, and what can she do to protect herself, her family, and her pets from it? She lives in northern Arkansas.
Hmm.
What now? The sketch is, of course, a pencil-looking sketch of it. I can only imagine this. When you start talking about the white face and the size of this thing and the way maybe it's making the barking dog noises, that's what all this stuff is. I imagine that this could be something similar to the thermal stories that we've seen where you wouldn't know. Now, you can tell it's hairy. You get to the high-end thermals. You want to watch some high-end thermal videos. There's going to be a lot here in the States and a lot in Australia where guys have high-end thermals where they're harvesting pigs, taking wild hogs down and all that, keeping the places free of them. You can tell the difference with domestic hogs and wild hogs, feral hogs. Even through those thermals, you can see the long hair on them. Now, I would think if it was hairy, as this woman said, you would be able to see it through a thermal. I don't know. But this is just what it made me think of. Something that moves like a person. It's built like a humanoid, but not quite right.
Do you think it's something trying to mimic a human and it's messing up? You know, like when you watch some of these AI videos, you'll notice that the hand has six or seven fingers on it. Like, it's not 100% perfect, but it's getting better, right? Like, I showed you that series that's all based on Star Wars.
Yes.
Where the guy makes these AI-like movies. And you were telling me one about the Lord of the Rings in Vietnam.
They did one on that. You know, now that you bring that up, it would be, I think we've discussed this in the past, it would be like the Fae. Remember how we talked about like the Fae trying to blend in, or if you want to say like demons, whatever it is. Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to blend in, but they're not. But my question is, what is this thing doing just out in the woods? It looked physical. It was a thing just squatted down in the woods like it's trying to lure her out there.
Man, I don't know.
It's weird, right? It's one of those one-offs that you're like, it kind of checks some of the boxes, but not a lot of them.
It makes me think of like John Carpenter's The Thing. Yes. Where this extraterrestrial being every assimilates.
Time. So maybe take a drink, folks. Every time he mentions The Thing, take a drink. If you did, don't drive.
No, I'm saying, but maybe this is some kind of extraterrestrial creature that's trying to assimilate and mimic something, but it's messing up. And so it's not a perfect copy.
It's trying to become a skunk.
Yeah, but it couldn't
quite get there.
It's messed up.
It's too big to be a skunk, so it just takes on skunk colors, and that would be hilarious. Yeah,
wasn't there Skunk Man? The old He-Man.
Because you could smell it.
It came with like liquid that you could put in there. My little brother used to put that in there.
Why am I not surprised at anything?
Hey, because they sold that. Mattel did.
You could also buy skunk scent cover scent. Remember, you could put it on your boots?
Yeah.
Because we used to take it and put it on a cotton ball, and it would be like during a big indoor archery shoot. And if they was like one of your buddies was there, you would put it on a cotton ball and you would put it between the nock and the peep. So your nose is right there on it and your string stinks of that skunk oil and it won't come off of that. It like soaks into the fibers of that string.
Mm.
Probably shorten the life of the string, but it's worth it. It's just hilarious to watch your buddy have to shoot a full 60 arrow in with skunk urine in his face.
Let's take a break, and when we get back from the break, I'm going to be talking about a small flap of flying humanoids that were observed in Illinois, as well as some other stories. Stick with us, folks. You're listening to Expanded Perspectives. Back with Expanded Perspectives. Pow. Yeah, our buddy Lon Strickler, who we co-wrote the book with, the Glimmer Man book, he covers these flaps up there in Illinois. I think he wrote a book about the Mothman that's been seen around O'Hare Airport.
He was on Netflix.
Yeah, and there's a lot
talking
of
the whole thing. Here's the deal, dude. Is there a hole to hell? And that's where they're coming from.
Mel's hole.
Close the gate, because there are so many of these things, it's like there's nests of them.
Yeah, and around that area of Illinois.
The whole area, yes.
Well, and if you looked about it, if you think about it, the south side of Chicago is probably one of the most violent areas there is.
Yeah, if there's darkness, yeah, it would be like that. That just
is all the crime attracting these demonic things?
Or is that what's causing?
Or the demonic things causing all the turmoil?
All the hatred and turmoil, yeah, dude. You don't know. Because it feels like it feeds off it, right?
Yeah, right. It feeds off the energy.
Like it doesn't show up until bad things are happening.
Yeah, so you start seeing Mothman. Well, that's the whole thing of Mothman is whenever people start seeing the Mothman, something bad's about to happen.
Yeah, not good.
You know, these are harbingers for death and terrible outcomes, terrible tragedies.
And I can never think of, like, it's funny that Mothman stuck because they don't look like moths.
No, they don't.
At all. They're Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they look like. Like, a Mothman. Wasn't there, like, a Mothman in the Tick series of comic books?
Maybe.
I think there was. But, like,
excuse me.
To see. No. The Jeepers. A Mothman would be pretty cool to see. A Jeepers Creepers, not so much.
But you're right. The names don't always fit. Well, I mean, that we could say the same thing for Glimmer Man. People have told me they don't like the name. And I'm like, well, we just had to pick something.
I like it.
I do too. And you don't want to call it
the
Predator.
And that's what matters.
Because we're not saying it's the Predator.
No. It could be like, I don't know, the Cupcake. Like it could be a little bit of anything. Like maybe he hands out cupcakes. We don't know.
Maybe it's a guardian angel. And that's why it was there observing those children. It was just watching out.
I kind of dig that whole idea. Is that like maybe it's, unless there's one following me, because I feel like they're reporting on a lot all the time.
Well, maybe it's just a ghost. I mean, in our mind, when you think of a ghost, it's because you've been conditioned by TV. You think of an apparition that's slightly see-through, but it like fades the more it goes down. You can never see its feet.
Get her!
You know what I'm saying? But that's just because you've seen that in television shows.
So you're saying, what if it's a loved one?
Yeah, what if it's a ghost? It really is just a spirit.
Could you imagine your grandmother up on the edge of a limb of a tree, just standing glaring down at you, just all scary like?
Hey, she's whatever it is holding a paddle.
I'm just checking in on you, Kyle.
It's holding a paddle.
Yeah. You're like, what? Yeah, that's it. She's got a switch in her hand. You're like, bro, run.
You know, when we were kids, you caught whoopings. And still, that was a thing, a real thing. Trust me.
And we were good catches when we were kids.
Yeah. Let's get into these stories. This first one says, I was driving home from work on a bright, sunny day. I live in a wooded area of northern Illinois, about an hour outside of Chicago. I get about a mile from my house as I'm making my way down an unoccupied street, and this creature runs right in front of my car, about two car lengths in front of me. It was a bat-like creature of some kind. I could clearly make out the shape of the bat wings, but this thing, it wasn't flying. It was running like a gorilla. It would extend its wings out in front of itself and then push itself forward, just like a gorilla does when it runs at full force. This thing was also flat, dark black in color. It was at least half the size of my dog, who was a 70-pound pit bull boxer mix. I tried to search for giant bats in the area, and I found some strange sightings of giant bats flying over Chicago over the last 2 years. I also found some references to the Mothman and the Jersey Devil, but I don't think this thing was as big as a man. And none of the stories I've read mention these giant bats running. However, I did learn that vampire bats are the only species of bats that run. And based on videos of vampire bats running, this creature moves in a very similar manner. So now, I'm nervous about letting my dog out outside alone. Any theories are appreciated, Kelly.
It's a gargoyle.
Right? A giant bat. But we talk about it on the show all the time. People own exotic animals as pets. You ever seen those giant, like, fox bats that
here
are like.
Here he goes, folks. He.
Australia, like in the Northern Territory.
If he ever hit that like, $500 million crazy, insane lottery, he wouldn't tell anybody, but they'd be signs. He would have a giant bat. He'd have a couple of high knees.
Who wants a parrot on their shoulder if you can have a giant fox bat up there?
See, this is where it always goes to. He's been like this since he was about 12.
I'd wear a cloak.
See?
Because people don't wear cloaks no more. I would wear one just to do it. And they'd be like, who's the weird guy in the cloak?
Your hyena.
Yeah, up to the gas station and play lottery.
Let me ask you this. To play more lottery.
Yeah.
I think about, you remember we were kids, they always had like the flasher that had like his long coat on, then he'd like whip his coat open, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have one of those coats, but you would open it?
We had one in town down there at Sunshine Lake. It was called the Sunshine Stroker. That's what they called it.
Not a Cartwright Cuddler. Yeah, we happen to actually know, yeah. But if you opened your jacket, would you have your fox bat hanging inside like you were selling Rolexes?
Why not? He probably thinks it's warm in there.
Go ahead with your fox bat.
I want to go into like a what's the gentleman's warehouse where they sell tailored suits. I want to go in there and go, I just want a cloak, just to see what they say.
Probably, I'll tell you what they're going to say. They're going to ask you to leave. That's what they're going to do.
Why is it out of fashion?
You going to bring it back?
I think so.
Good luck.
I got another one here. It says this was on Friday, October 5th, 2019, around 10 p.m. My 17-year-old son and I were coming home through Richmond, Illinois. He wanted McDonald's, so we took the back roads home. We live on the Wisconsin border. And on Route 173 and Broadway, we both saw something very tall, probably 6 feet tall, hunched over with the brightest red eyes we've ever seen. It looked as if it were floating or maybe hopping. We couldn't make out much as it was very dark, but it was not like any animal we've seen before. When I got home, I Googled animals and found some Mothman myth. I'm not sure what we saw, but it was out of the ordinary for sure. We take this road often, but only a few times at night, and have never seen this before or again. It was maybe 10 to 20 feet from our car, and my son was freaking out, telling me to go, go. So we didn't stop. I later regretted not stopping because I would like to have gotten a better look at the thing. Our family thinks we're crazy and teases us all the time, saying that what you guys see, a zombie. So I'd prefer this to stay anonymous. I came across your info and thought I'd like to share. We didn't notice any wings, but like I said, it was very dark. We both thought it was hopping like a kangaroo, and now I'm curious, are there any other odd sightings in this area? Mo. So another humanoid, flying humanoid-like thing, possibly. Like you said, Jeepers Creepers, or maybe something else. Like so many of these cases, people, they feel ridicule, right? So they don't want to come forward. Yeah. But this is a safe space, so thanks for sending that in.
Yeah.
I got another one just a couple weeks later. This was on October 19th, 2019. This person says, we were staying at the Edward Hotel in Rosemont, Illinois, for a wedding we were attending that was being held at the hotel. Now, during the reception and dance, I stepped out, Cam, to smoke a cigarette.
Here we go.
And I get away from all the noise for a few minutes. I took a walk around to the parking lot, smoking and checking my phone, when I heard a loud scream. It sounded like a woman screaming. So I looked up in the direction of where the scream was coming from, hoping it wasn't really a woman in any danger. Next to the parking lot is a large field with some trees, but mostly a large vacant lot. I used my cell phone's flashlight to light the way and saw nothing except darkness. I walked over to the gravel path between the parking lot and the field toward where my car was parked. That is when I heard wings flapping and something flew right over the top of me, about maybe 7 to 10 feet above me. I could have easily thrown a rock and hit it as it flew over me and flew away. This thing was at least 6 foot tall and was solid black with large wings. It looked like a giant-sized bat as it flew over me. It was all black and kind of stuck out against the lights of the parking lot and the lights from around the area, including the gas station across the street. Three other people saw it as well, including a couple who were walking across the parking lot as I heard them exclaiming about it. It flew towards the expressway and the BP gas station. The entire time, it was screeching loud and flapping its wings hard like it was trying to gain altitude. When I lost sight of it, it was about the height of a billboard across the street, still shrieking away. Now I know what you're going to say. Were you drinking at the reception? And yes, I was, but I was only a little buzzed when I saw this thing when I walked outside. I was as sober as a judge after seeing that thing. It was unnatural and was pretty much the scariest thing I ever did see. But I know for a fact what I saw, and those other people saw it too. Kevin.
Wow.
Right? So, look, multiple witnesses.
I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
You have, I know more than once, because I've been there, been overserved.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever seen a giant bat? No, no.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm tired of everybody having to justify, oh, I had a couple drinks, but I wasn't drunk. Look, if you're too young to drink, don't get started. It's not that great. But everybody that has probably done it up more than once, right? Somebody listening to this right now is doing it right now or did it up last night, right? Yep, like, yep. You want me to talk a little quieter. I get it. I have been out there myself, and never once have I seen anything. In fact, we never get stories where people said, you ain't gonna believe this, but I was smashed last night and Bigfoot showed up. No, we don't get that. You get everybody saying, bro, I was as sober as a judge, which I don't even know if you could probably say that now. That actually held water years ago. I don't think that saying holds up much water anymore. But you could just be like, I was stone sober when this happened. I just think it's funny that we always feel the need to do it. We never get stories of anybody. Because if you're hammered drunk and see that and you wake up the next day, you're like, yep, I know why I saw it. Which, you know what? If you're going to abduct somebody as an alien, you ought to just do it outside the bars. They'll never know.
If you could drink something, like say it was a very rare liquor, like absinthe or something, and then you would have experiences with Bigfoot, I would totally do it.
Oh, they're saying it's called ayahuasca.
DMT.
That's right.
But that's when you have more, you don't have encounters with Bigfoot, you have encounters with like machine elves and things like that.
You know that, ain't drink the right ayahuasca.
Well, you know that the indigenous like jaguars there in the jungles, they eat ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Right? And the cats themselves trip.
Yeah, that's why you're all on the same wavelength. You're all in the same pipeline once that starts.
Well, that's what the theories are with a lot of the carvings on the Mayan or Incas. I don't remember which ones, or maybe it's even Olmec, where they have their obsession with the jaguars, is they would take ayahuasca. Because
they're in there too?
They would take ayahuasca, and they could like warg, remember from like Game of Thrones, and they could see what the tripping jaguar is seeing. They could communicate.
So could you imagine?
So you remember in America, Werewolf in London, when he's after he's been bit and he's in the hospital, he's having these dreams of running through the forest.
How could I forget, Mr. Filson?
So imagine tripping on ayahuasca and you're seeing what it looks like to be a jaguar. Wouldn't that be insane?
That would be the you don't have to sell me on it, bro. I'm already in.
And the jaguar would probably be see what it looks like to be you. What is he doing typing?
What's that fat guy doing? Just laying down there with like fried chicken crumbs on his chest.
I would like to have an ayahuasca experience like that, but there's no way I'm going to the rainforest.
I don't want to have it down there with the mosquitoes. You know what?
No.
The one thing I don't want? Mosquitoes involved in my ayahuasca fun.
And bullet ants.
Yeah, I don't need that.
All the creepy crawlies. Man, I'm good.
I'm going to void out in the jungle. I'd rather do it away from all the animals.
I got another one here before we switch topics. It says, we are quite young. And this was in Alsip, Illinois, right by the intersection of 120th Place and Cicero. I even have screenshots of when I actually brought up the encounter again in 2015 to the other witness to corroborate. We both remember the encounter vividly. I had only a silhouetted view, but I can best describe the creature as large, about the size of a large human man. Massive wings that it held up in a defensive pre-flight posture out from its sides, and a human-like head that seemed to have no distinguishable features, save for two very large, almost glowing, yellow owl-like eyes. The creature sifted through the hedge bushes and came up to the bay window of the room we were occupying, making a loud noise as it slammed or pressed its body up against the window.
Yikes.
Maybe it was that flashing guy you're talking about.
What are y'all doing in there?
Its eyes were staring right at us in the room.
Looking good. Looking good. Where it sounds like Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's supposed to be creepy, man.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You're ruining the vibe.
I'm sorry. I do it all the time.
This creature nearly took up the entire bay window space, and it stayed there once it hit
the
window.
Why are you still smiling? He can't even keep it together, y'all.
Unlike an owl, if it had accidentally flown into it, this was no regular owl. You're like, you think? It was much too large.
It just spoke to you.
As the silhouette was massive and the eyes were the size of baseballs.
Dude, I would run.
Being young, and I quickly vacated the room and my pants in terror and alerted my sleeping father, who immediately searched the perimeter of the house, yet nothing was found. I nearly teared up hearing your witnesses' accounts on your podcast as it struck very close to home for me, as the image is still burned into my mind to this day. And now, of course, Cam's ruined it. So now that I hear you recount the story,
straight up, I am
we're making jokes about it the whole time.
Yeah, because I'm terrified. Look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. We always laugh and joke, but the idea of a giant bird being able to come out and hunt people, let's not think, like, you see what an owl does. Right, yeah. Just an owl snatching up stuff. If chickens were the size of dinosaurs, you know how much trouble we would be in?
Oh, man, you're
right. So when I think of a man-sized owl after you, how do you get away? You can't hear it flying, right? Yeah. This thing can see everywhere you can't. It can still see perfectly in. How do you get away from it? Dude, I would be terrified. Like the idea, look, it's funny. Look, I like to make jokes. It's funny, right? The idea of that being a bit would be hilarious. Because if you don't, you just sit there. It's your fight or flight. And if I don't have a gun, like, I'm not really sure. Like,
these are little kids, right? I mean, they're not going to be packing heat.
No, they're going to be terrified. And again, I think about we hear stories and it goes back into when we talked about Gary's story of the Bigfoot that was the dude dressed in the outfit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. These kids are terrified.
They're scarred.
No matter what it was that went down, whether it was real or whether it was just something that they've misrepresented, it doesn't matter. It is a scarring event. It's
right.
Just crazy.
And that's what's common among the whole community.
Yeah.
I think people get caught up in the details of the sighting or the stories. Oh, that's not, you didn't see Bigfoot. That's impossible. You didn't see a flying humanoid. But to the people that actually witnessed it, you're right. It's affected them.
Yeah.
Whether it was real or imagined, they're forever changed, right? They're forever changed.
Forever changed.
Just like if you were to go go to war, right? Like no matter how it went, your service is yours and you're forever a changed person because of what you witnessed. That people that don't go, they would never understand.
Well, and it can be as small as an automobile accident causing PTSD to someone.
Well, right.
I mean, it can
there's lots of traumatic things.
There's so much. And something at that age coming in like that. I mean, it's going to be like, dude, what was that? And knowing it, and it's also one of those things that I think about. We've heard from so many people that once they have something like that happen, it is it's life shattering. Right. It's I won't say it's a good thing for it to happen as a youngster, because you were traumatized from that moment forward. But I would think it would be just as traumatizing, if not more so, to happen as an adult.
I think so.
Because you were so already like yourself.
You're set in your ways, too. And you think you understand the world. You know what's real and that's not
and
real.
Then when that
you're a
shows
kid,
up,
you don't really have like, that.
I have no idea what that was.
Well, that's why you've seen it affect people so dramatically.
Yeah.
Guys that are like, get lifetime hunters, give it up.
Dude.
I know people that are that aren't hunters, but they're like, after my sighting, I will not go camping, and I definitely don't go walking through the woods at night under no circumstances. Even if I'm armed, I'm not doing it.
And I don't even know what I would do if I saw a flying humanoid, really and truly.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because all through the movies, all growing up, all in the books, all in everything, everybody just wants to fly, right? That's it.
Yeah.
You just want to have wings and fly. And why? It's the freedom. It's but in the movies, these things, any humanoid that you see with wings, it's not an angel. It's not doing cool stuff. Even the angels aren't always doing cool stuff. Watch Legion, right? Like when they're, that's what I think about, is these dudes can swoop down, grab you up, and just take off.
Yeah.
They're not grabbing you with their feet. Grabbing you with their talons or grabbing you with their hands.
Oh, man.
Their hands. We're going to taper back a little bit. Not quite as crazy. I've got one here that I have to share with Kyle. Because, again, when I read this, it flashed me back into, I start laughing and relating it to Dungeons and Dragons and all this when I tell you. But I want you to listen. Imagine finding this in your house. It says, hello.
A thank you note.
Yeah, right, yeah. From the Glimmer
Thanks,
Man.
Dad.
From the Glimmer Man. There have been unknown creatures seen by my father and myself in our house. The creatures are short, whiter than white, with long tails, and they look like they have cat-like faces.
Fae.
The creature had really pointed legs, walking on its two back legs. When you try to hit or touch the creature, you're stunned. And cannot move until the creature has moved past. There's no noise. We do not know when these things are coming, but this has been going on for at least a year. Sometimes varied, but much the same. They touch my father on his leg, his knee. They seem to jump on the bed or to land on the bed because you can feel the movement. They mess with me, but it's like I'm knocked out. And when I wake up, I can't really remember. And I'm not a drinker, nor do I do drugs, so I cannot imagine what's going on to me. Now, I have a dog, a pit bull, that I thought would scare these things away, but they freak my dog out. And he's gotten so hyper that I have to get the dog some anxiety medicine. Sometimes there's more than one creature in the house. They come to the house on Wednesday afternoons. They stay till Thursday night. Sometimes we can hear boxes being dragged across the floor, but when I get up to check, there's nothing.
Where's the camera at?
Last week, I found weeds and grass from the outside bushes by the back door on the patio deck. There was no reason for any of that to be there. I have two cameras set on night vision, set up whenever whatever these things are, they manage to always avoid getting caught. It says one night I was sleeping, which was on camera. All of a sudden, my feet started moving up and down, and it was not me doing it. But nothing was caught on camera other than my feet moving and me sleeping.
Oh, these things are giving you a foot massage while
it's
you're
fae.
Sleeping. It sounds
these crazy fae have invaded. Look.
Can you imagine
being terrorized by fae, too?
And the other person, did she say her father? He sees them too, right? So you're like, oh, did you see that? You'd be like, dude, we're losing our mind.
Is there a gas leak in the house? Somebody get a carbon monoxide detector, because I'd be thinking I was going crazy.
I would have my whole house rigged with cameras.
But if they're not popping up, it's fae, right? It's straight. Look.
Leave a gift.
That's what I'm saying. Leave out a thimbleful of alcohol, maybe a little butter, maybe a little candy. Leave a little something out for them. And
tobacco,
see what
they
happens.
Love tobacco.
They do, yeah. Heck yeah. And you, leave them a cigar. Get you a...
I'd make them little sweaters and stuff. I'd start knitting them gifts, little
hats.
Then
they're never going to leave. If you give them this,
they're not
hurting
anything. I wouldn't want them to leave.
But these dudes, he said he's froze. And
if
the
you touch
on
him.
His bed, messing with
what
him.
If you could touch them with something else? Like, can I hit one with a racket?
Well, that's a good point.
And that, like, I'm not physically touching it, but I'm touching it with a hockey stick.
You should be able to, because Samwise Gamgee picked up Frodo while Frodo was wearing the ring, and it didn't affect him.
Yeah.
So in theory, as I've read, you could actually have put that ring on a mouse, put that mouse in your pocket, and everything would have been cool.
I'm just trying to imagine what it must feel like to have an encounter like that, because I'm so dumb, I never have any encounters.
Yeah. I honestly believe that I would be so second-guessing everything, right?
How could you not?
To where I would just play it off to where nothing happened. Like, I'd be like, there's no way. Like, even after everything, I'm like, there's no way that that's going down.
Yeah.
And another thing that's not going down, you're going to enjoy this because we talk about stuff like this often. So Lon sent me this, and this is what it says. It says, okay, I know this might sound crazy. Has anyone ever experienced something like this? Now, hear me out. The only people I've shared this with are my close family. My mom believes me, but the others think I'm just being silly. But when I was a child, between the ages of 8 and 11, I saw the same thing two times. It was a 2D figure. Once on my closet door in my bedroom, and once while on vacation in Mexico, on the wall just a foot away from the bed I was sleeping in. It looked like someone had drawn a roughly 5'6" stocky man silhouette, but it was filled in with what can only be described as colorful TV static. There were no defining features, and it was dead silent except for the sound of my heartbeat. The first time I saw it was when I was staying in Mexico when I was 8. I remember it vividly because it was so close to me, as if the energy from it had woken me up, and I was terrified and I panicked. I was sharing the bed with my sister and shook her awake, saying, "There's a man on the wall." She just grunted and said, "Yeah, there wasn't," then went right back to sleep. I was so scared that I felt paralyzed and I covered my head with the blanket. The second time happened when I was in the 5th grade. I woke up feeling like someone was staring at me, and about 6 feet away on the closet door, there he was again. The same two-dimensional shape of a man filled with moving, colorful TV static. Once again, I was frozen in fear and I covered my head. Now, I told my mom about it, and she's always believed in the paranormal and suggested that it might have been my guardian angel. But for 2 decades, I accepted that it was my guardian angel. But it's such a bizarre experience. A 2D color static man? Why did it fill me with so much terror? If it was my guardian angel, why did it only appear twice and only when I was a child? I've had other strange experiences. One time, I swear I saw a little mini shadow people dancing around when I was in the 1st grade, just out of the corner of my eye, about 6 inches tall. Another time, while living in the house as a young adult, I heard an elderly man's voice say hello in a sort of 50 radios tone after I dropped my towel.
Hello.
Yeah, well, hello. As a child, I even had a vision of a man with long
hello,
hair.
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello. And pulled me out after I nearly drowned in a pool. So given all of these experiences, I believe there are things out there that we do not know about. But that encounter with the colorful TV static man has always stuck with me. I thought this would be a good place to share my experience and see if I'm alone in this or if I'm absolutely losing my mind. I'm on break at work and did a quick sketch of what I saw. I'll attach it, but please, no judgment on my 3-minute art skills. B goes on to say, I wish my sister had looked when I told her that there was a man on the wall. She said she did and that she didn't see anything, but I woke her up from a deep sleep, so I don't really know. I would just like that validation. The validation that your sister also saw it would be probably really nice.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It reminds me of...
We talked the young Sherlock Holmes, man.
Right, where there's a scene in the movie where it looks like there's a stained glass window.
Yeah.
And then
it's a night, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a night in a stained glass window, and it comes to life, and it's moving. We've done a whole episode, I believe, on 2D.
Well, I did Stickmen.
And
that's the other one of the 2D characters and stuff. We don't get a lot of 2D stories.
No.
You don't get a bunch of them. I mean, let's be honest. If they were walking past you, you wouldn't see them. Oh, I'm here all week, because they would have to turn and get it. Okay. So you know, you just see a line. Maybe if they thought it was a stick man, it was actually Flat Stanley. That's who that was, yeah. Slipping down through there.
Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, what could it have been? Aside from it being the overactive imagination of a young child.
Right.
Otherwise, what could it possibly have been? Like, if it is, you're seeing the outline of, like, you remember when you ever rubbed your eyes so hard you start seeing crazy colors?
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of what I picture that static to look like, but in the outline of a guy.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you're seeing that, why is it the outline of a guy? Right? Why isn't it just like the outline of a blob? But it's not. It's the outline of something she could distinctly pick out.
No, you're right.
Like, what is it?
I'm trying to, and you know, for whatever reason, the children seem to have a lot more, well, maybe not.
I think they're tuned to it.
I'd say, do children see it more, or children are more likely to share their sighting, where an older person has the same experience, but they're like, I'm not telling anybody this. I'm going to my grave with this.
I also think there's something to the idea of, like, when do they talk about your pineal gland getting calcified as you get older, where you can, maybe that has something to the fact where you're like,
yeah, maybe you're right.
I can't dial in. Because, like we've talked about with kids in the past lives, right? Why are children so dialed into that level right there? Especially when they're younger. Is it because they're fresh, right? Like their antenna or whatever it is still just like doesn't have a lot of rust on it, whatever it is, or whatever's blocking ours, or however it works. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's take a break, Cam.
That's all right. Let's do it.
When we get back from the break, we'll probably have another story or two to share with you. Stick around. You're listening to Expanded Perspectives.
Speaking of like the flying humanoid things grabbing, we were talking about stuff. Look, I found a bird story I got to tell you.
Okay.
Took place back in 2010 in South Greensburg, Pennsylvania. It's a thunderbird, dude. Grado Biggin. Dig this. This took place South Greensburg, Pennsylvania, August 26th, 2010. There was a sighting of a monstrous bird in South Greensburg just as it was getting dark. Four people were sitting around in the yard having a barbecue, enjoying the beautiful weather, when suddenly their attention was drawn skyward by the sound of a swish or swoosh, as one witness stated, like the air was coming straight down. Several of the observers at almost the same time yelled out some exclamations, including one man who said, "What the hell is that?" They were all startled to see a tremendously large bird that was flying over a tree in the yard at about 30 or 40 foot overhead. The man who was doing the cooking looked up to see the creature fly above him at a distance of about 40 foot. As the bird passed the tree, it veered slightly to the right, went straight down the road ahead, maintaining its low-level path. When first observed, the massive wings of the creature were in an upward position and were beginning to drop slowly, almost as if it were rolling to the bottom. The swoosh sound could be heard when the wings were moving. The powerful bird had flown about 125 yards down the road, at which time the wings were coming back up. The creature was observed as it continued to move steadily down the road, passing just above the rooftop of a house, with its wings flapping slowly and steadily about 3 to 4 times until it reached a group of trees a quarter mile away where it was lost from sight. This all took about 20 seconds to cover that distance. As it passed, it appeared as though it was peering below, with its head and beak positioned downward. It was estimated that if the bird was on the ground, it would stand between 4.5 and 5 foot tall. So, that's a pretty good-sized bird, bro.
Yeah.
The entire body was the same dark color, either darkish brown or black. The body width was 25 to 30 inches wide. One witness said the body was very bulky and husky. The head was oval-shaped, and the beak was short for the same size of the animal, about 8 to 10 inches long. The tail was 2 feet long and came out to a wide point. It was the size of the wingspan of the creature that impressed the witnesses, which they estimated at 10 foot or more in length. When asked why nobody thought to take a picture, they pointed out that while there were cell phones lying there with camera functions, all involved were mesmerized by the encounter. One witness felt as if he was almost in shock. It was later learned that another witness, who lay along the road where the big bird flew over, was also reportedly saw the creature. One witness had been a longtime hunter and is very familiar with birds native to the state and is certain that what he saw was something quite unusual. The area where these observations have taken place, while surrounded by some wooded locations, is well populated. And nearby Route 119 is a highly traveled roadway. So, here's the thing I like about this. When they start talking about the size of the bird, 4.5 to 5 foot, they're not talking like a thunderbird that's a 12-foot tall hawk, right? Not that a 5 foot tall bird's any different. I don't know how big condors get. I've always thought it was funny of why birds like that just aren't all around the world. Right? Like, I mean, they can fly.
Why don't they just keep flying?
Yeah, I don't know. What do I know, right? What are they, an ornithologist? Isn't that a bird guy?
Yeah, sure.
Right? So I don't know. But this feels more like it is a real creature.
Yeah, that's, look, I'm the same way. Whenever something's sighted and it's 12 foot tall, you're like, that's insane.
Yeah.
When it's like more, just this is just like an unusually large bird.
Yeah, that's what this feels like. It's just a really big bird.
Well, why couldn't there be? There, I mean, we have normal humans, yep. And then all of a sudden Andre the Giant's a thing. Well, he's a person. He's just abnormally large. So this is the average size for whatever species of bird this is. For whatever reason, this one's abnormally large. Maybe it has something wrong with its pituitary gland,
right.
and it's got gigantism of whatever species bird it is.
A gigantism hawk.
Yeah, it could happen.
That would be amazing.
What if it's already a large hawk, like a harpy eagle? Have you ever seen those things?
Yeah.
Those things
and
are
then
like,
it gets gigantism?
Their things are already like 4 foot tall. They're like the size of my wife.
Yikes.
And then it gets gigantism. Right?
On top of that. Could you imagine?
No.
No, and I don't want to imagine it. Hence the reason I make jokes about monsters slamming up against glass. Because the idea of something being able to fly down and swoop down in the darkness while you're walking to your deer stand terrifies me.
Yeah.
You've had owls fly over you.
Absolutely.
I've been sitting in the stand in the dark and had them fly by.
I was in a box blind one time and there was one trying to get in it while I was
in its nest.
I was
in there in the dark and don't realize that the owl's been living in that thing.
No, there was. There was fecus on the floor and like bones and stuff like that.
Vomit up, whatever it is.
This was out in, you know, the place out in Eastland.
And it was
trying to get in that box blind while I'm in there.
I'm good.
It pretty much ruined
close
my hunt.
The window. Yeah, you're like,
I'm out of here.
And now there's fecus in your pants. Now, that's what the floor, that blind in your underwear had in the common.
Mm-hmm.
Fecus in it.
Yeah. Well, if you have any cool stories... You can share them with us. Email us at expandedperspectives@yahoo.com. You can call the show 888-393-2783. And we got something coming up. You know, school has started. Summer is over. Fall is approaching, our favorite time of year.
Yep.
We got college football coming up. We got hockey coming up. We got deer season coming up. We also got Halloween coming up.
And
just like we've been doing the last couple of years, we're doing the Ducks Unlimited Halloween episode, and we need your stories. They want to hear your stories too. So if you can do us a favor, if you want to send your story in, you might get to see it on the Ducks Unlimited show. You got to go to ducks.org/podcast. You click on there, you'll see a screen come up. You see a button where you can record your story. Record it. Send it. We want to hear it. Be as thorough as possible. Tell us everything you can with the most detail. That's ducks.org/podcast. Also, if you want to help expand our perspectives, you can write us a review. You can rate us. Cam was just looking at how many ratings we had on various platforms the other day. We'd like to beef those numbers up. I know people
are rookie numbers, y'all.
People are they're wondering where we're at on YouTube. We are in the process of having a new studio built, and that's why we haven't.
We're working. We got a lot of stuff going on.
We haven't been, but we will be back soon. Hopefully by Christmas, we're back
and
up and at it on there. Also, don't forget, if you want to support the show, there's always Expanded Perspectives Elite. You can sign up and listen to extra episodes ad-free, as well as the back catalog that we've had out for a long time. Just go to patreon.com/expandedperspectives. You can download the Patreon app if you want to put it on your phone. If you want to give the gift of Expanded Perspectives Elite, you can give it as a gift. Somebody's birthday's coming up. This Christmas is coming up. Just go to patreon.com/expandedperspectivesElite/gift, and you can pick what type of tier you want to give, how long you want to give. You can give somebody just 3 months of it.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to do. Cam, I know you've been doing a lot of forging. What else you got planned for your week?
Man, I don't know. Whatever. I'm still working on some other stuff around here. I got to get done up. And then the family goes out of town. And so I think we're going to Reaper.
Oh, yeah. ReaperCon.
I think we're going to run to ReaperCon again. So, yeah, we're going to run around up there at the ReaperCon, check that spot out. And then dove season starts. So it's firing up pretty quick.
I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been dove hunting in probably 20 years. I'm curious. It's not something I would seek out, but we just happened to be at Area 52, and he was like, man, why don't you come out here?
I'm
like,
let's dove hunt.
All right. And he's already been blowing my phone up. Wanting to know if I want to come starting on Friday, stay till Monday. I'm like, I'm too busy.
You
want to
come hang out and hunt pigs until season drops? Yeah, and I was like, bro, I got too much going on.
Well, I got a couple more stories here. So let's keep them going, but we'll do that on the elite side of the show.
Sounds good to me. I've got several, some strange ones that I need to drop off.
Well, let's do that. For everybody else out there, we'll talk to you soon. Be safe. I'm Kyle. He's Cam.
Peace, y'all.